بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The next name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an attribute, is Al-Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. Allah says, نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. In Surah 15, verse 49, O Prophet, declare to my servants that I am indeed ever forgiving, most merciful. At the same time, my chastisement is highly painful. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Two names that we recite every time we pray. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim the first time. Then we recite Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and then we repeat them again, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These two names are the most frequently said and the most said in the entire world. No other name in the world is repeated as much as these two names. Therefore, their significance is extremely, tremendously high. And Allah did not tell us to repeat these names so often unless He wants us to know something about Him. That out of all of His names, and anything you can trust in Allah with, and anything that you assume of Allah with, then assume number one before anything, no matter what happens, these two names. He is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So what do they mean? Ar-Rahman is very hard to interpret in English, but basically it means the most merciful of those who show mercy. His mercy is always renewed. It's always renewed in different ways to different people. And His mercy is so vast that it can encompass everything far and wide. And it's so wide that His mercy, it never runs out and it's never limited. But Ar-Rahman also means that He admits into His mercy whomever He wills. So not everybody is deserving of it. But if the entire world was deserving of it and the entire universe was deserving of it, it will all fit under it. Ar-Rahman also means that it's renewed, which means that you'll always see His mercy being shown in front of you again and again in different places and different times and space. So Ar-Rahman, and it also means the source of all mercy. Your mother and father do not show mercy to you unless the mercy that they feel comes from that source. If Allah's source of mercy wasn't there, nobody will be merciful. What Rasulullah ﷺ told us, Allah created 100 portions of mercy. He left 99 with Him and let us share only one portion in this world. Every mercy you ever see in this world is equal to one portion of 100. What did He leave the other 99 mercy portion of? He said He left them for the hereafter, for His believers. So imagine this one portion that we see in this world and left 99, how vast is it? And the Prophet ﷺ said, that one portion is the reason that you see a goat or a sheep or a wild animal, mother, lifting its hoof to feed its child, its baby, from its breast. That even the animal feels it, and this is the manifestation of it. What is Ar-Rahim? Because we say Ar-Rahman, but we also say Ar-Rahim. There is a difference. Ar-Rahim means the continuous and ever-existing mercy. So one is the vast, renewed, and the other one is the continuous and ever-existing. So you know, sometimes you might say, I can see Allah's mercy, but will it run out? Allah then says to you, no, because He is Ar-Rahim. It's everlasting. Because you might see mercy, but it's not renewed. You might see vastness, but not everybody is under it. But Allah says, but you see, His rahmah never stops. And this everlasting mercy comes in two ways. For everybody existing in this world, believer or non-believer, evil or good, helper or destroyer, every person in this world who lives experience some of Allah's mercy. But the mercy runs out for the evil people when they die. They have no mercy in the hereafter. But it continues for whom? For the believer. That's what it means, Rahim. Yani in Arabic we say Ar-Rahman تفيد التجديد. الرحيم تفيد الثبات in Arabic. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah created his throne, he recorded above his throne the following statement: Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. My mercy outweighs my anger. How does his mercy manifest on earth? Allah's mercy shows up on earth in countless ways. Number one, by sending his messengers and prophets, and the final of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were all a mercy to mankind. He sent them to guide the nations and shedding light on darkness. And so the messengers of Allah, and finally Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy to guide us out of darkness to light. The second mercy that Allah manifests is cosmic, in his cosmic order. Allah created night and day, with night meant for calm and rest, while day is for work, effort, and earning a living. This is Allah's mercy shown to us. Another way Allah manifests his mercy is forgiveness and concealment. Allah is more merciful to his servant than a mother to her child. He hides our sins, and he accepts repentance and delays punishment. The person is evil and still comes out, and Allah gives him time. You better repent. You better change. You better fix. But when death comes, Allah says he brings the oppressor, وَلَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. He will not let him go. That's it. This world is short, my brothers and sisters, but the hereafter, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Another way Allah manifests his mercy with our provision and health: sending rain, helping plants grow, healing the sick, and warding off calamities. Do we not see this happening always before us? But unfortunately, the human focuses on the bad, the human focuses on the suffering, the human focuses on death, and thinks this is all that happens. But when we were to count how many thousands of tragedies and dangers that we have passed in our one day, if we were to count them, you'll find thousands of potential dangers in which we could have died, suffered, being injured, lost. But Allah saved us from them. But you know what? That's how the human being is. We only recognize the bad. How many times have you lit up your stove, your gas stove at home? Anything could have happened, but Allah didn't let it happen. How many times have you crossed the road, you could have been run over? How many times did you walk the road and could have tripped? How many times could the heartbeats? Every heartbeat. How can you ensure the next heartbeat was going to come? Tutu. How do you know? You went to sleep. Your heart kept going. How did you know? Did you not count how many heartbeats continued? Breaths in and out. How did you know the next breath was going to come out or in? Have you ever thought about that, my brothers and sisters? Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count all the favors of Allah and His blessings, you cannot even count them. But خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ هَلُوعًا. Man was created naturally with anxiety. He always thinks about the bad. What if? Oh no. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. When one bad thing happens to them, they lose all hope. They blame, they rebel, they say everything is bad, why? وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. But when good comes to him, he prevents, he thinks he's entitled, he forgets. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except those who are consistent in their prayers. Why? Because the one who prays to Allah remembers all this. The ones who are constantly on their prayers, that's the secret there. And the ones who give from their wealth, and the ones who donate, and the ones who help, and the ones who are generous. The ones who know that the hereafter is coming, and the ones who fear the chastisement of their Lord, and the ones who have hope in their Lord's mercy and rewards. Those people don't suffer as much. Another meaning, another way Allah manifests His mercy is compassion among people. Do you not see that Allah instills mercy in the hearts of humans towards other humans, and humans towards animals, and animals towards humans, and humans and animals together, encouraging them to protect each other from harm? When you see somebody in pain, what happens to you? Like when you see on social media our little children in Gaza, what happens to your heart? Some people, they go and attack Allah. They say, why would Allah allow this? Oh, how ignorant man is. Did Allah allow this? Didn't Allah forbid oppression and killing? Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warn and threaten anyone who hurts a single being of His, what happens to them? But you see, we're only looking at the now. Now. Do you think Allah is not counting? Why do you think death happens? Why does the whole world end? Because it's not going to stay that way. Be careful. If you're 40 years old, how fast did it pass? If you're 60, how fast? 70, 80. You still have hope of living. How much time passed quickly? Don't you worry about that. But we focus on the bad. But you don't remember the people who have compassion, that sacrificed their life to save. This is the mercy that Allah put between us. And finally, Allah manifests His mercy through laws and regulations. Allah sets rules to lighten the burdens on people and help them, not to punish them, but no. We think Allah is not merciful by putting rules and we look at them as restrictions. But do you think that just freedom in everything is good for you? When we think about it and just really have critical thinking for a bit, just think without the emotions. Put the emotions aside. Get some data. Look at the statistics. Read. Have critical thinking, and then you will see restrictions are not always bad. And absolute freedom is the worst for any people or any nation. We will not go on to that too much because I want to finish before Isha. Allah's rahmah and mercy is also in His warning of punishment. Had there not been a punishment, everybody will get away with everything. Your own suffering is a mercy sometimes because it wakes you up. Allah says, and sometimes we give them different ways of tests and trials. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Maybe that will make them return away from their bad, their evil. Die and earn paradise. Al-Ghafoor. Since He is the most merciful, He is also the oft-forgiving. Allah is the one who never judges you when you return.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ.
Surah 42 verse 25, it is He who accepts repentance from His servants and forgives sins and knows all what you do. Why are you running away from Allah? Why don't you repent? When Allah says, أَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, I am the one who loves to return to my servant when he loves to return to me, the most merciful. Even if you had done mountains of sins all your life, do not despair from Allah.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ.
Say, oh my servants who have overburdened themselves with sin and burdened themselves with blame and guilt, do not turn away from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Allah says, do not delay your repentance. Allah says, and remember that Allah's acceptance of repentance is only for those who commit evil out of ignorance and then soon repent. It is towards such persons that Allah turns graciously. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. But of no avail is repentance for those who do evil until death approaches any one of them, and then He says, now I will repent. Nor is the repentance of those who die in the state of unbelief of any avail to them. For them we have kept in readiness a painful chastisement. When we say Allah is the most merciful, but He created hellfire, you say, if He's so merciful, why did He create punishment? That is part of His mercy. so that the evil gets his punishment and the merciful gets the mercy. Allah being merciful doesn't mean he doesn't punish. Allah being merciful doesn't contradict that suffering happens to us, because he is also the equalizer. He is also the reckoner. He is also the just and the fair, so that people don't get away with it. You don't take Allah's mercy for granted. And not everybody deserves his mercy. يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. It is only whom he wills, he will enter into his mercy. وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And those who oppress themselves and others, Allah has already prepared for them a very painful torture. Oh no, don't take Allah for granted. And finally, brothers and sisters, Allah says, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah accepts the repentance of a slave until the gargling of death begins, or until the sun rises from the west. The hadith about sun rising from the west is the same Muslim, and the other one is in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Allah is opening the door of your repentance until the gargling of death. What is the gargling of death? It's the croaking sound when a person is dying and your soul reaches here and you start making the sound. That's when you become totally unconscious and you can now start to see the afterlife, and there's no way of returning. And Allah is closer to you than them, and the angels are there. When that happens, there is no more repentance. So repent, my brothers and sisters, before death comes, because we don't know when death will come to us. And repentance has four conditions. Number one, to stop the sin. Number two, to have some remorse for what you did. Number three, to promise Allah not to do it again. And number four, if you took rights of people, return them back. If you can't feel remorse immediately, that's okay. So long as the action is there and the effort is there, Allah doesn't burden anyone more than what they can bear. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, and I ask Allah for his mercy and to admit us under his mercy and his shade. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put mercy into our hearts and make us among those who have mercy to each other, for the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if you have mercy between each other, Allah will give you mercy. And if you don't have mercy, Allah will not give you mercy. So practice mercy on earth and you will feel your connection to Allah's mercy. Forgive those who you can forgive and pardon if no harm comes to you, and Allah will forgive you without any harm coming to you. He forgives, he pardons, he washes away, he wipes away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. He loves it. But you have to turn to him again and again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise our ranks, accept our good deeds, guide us and guide those who are astray, and make paradise our eternal abode, and save us from the fire. May Allah relieve the pain and suffering of all those who are suffering, the innocent in the world, and our brothers and sisters. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.